Trail building is high profile around Sitka lately. Additions to the Cross Trail and the opening of the new Herring Cove Trail have been well received by the public, who, judging by the full parking area at Herring Cove, seem to be hitting trails in greater numbers. But almost on the very day that trail was completed last summer, the Forest Service's contractor moved to either end of the Gavin Ridge Trail. Barth Hamburg, a Sitka-based landscape architect in the Forest Supervisor's Office, says crews should tie off that project this summer.
Yeah, last year we did phase one and two, which we started from both ends of the ridge from the Harbor Mountain side, and we worked halfway back toward the hut. And then we started on the Gavin Hill side, and we worked halfway back toward the hut. So that kind of left the golden spike in the middle that needed to be filled in. So this year we have about a mile and a half of reconstruction along the existing alignment. And we're also going to be doing some work on the hut to kind of restore it back to the way it was when it was new.
Hamburg says boardwalk on Gavin Ridge, as it is everywhere, will be phased out in favor of imported gravel. And in some cases, native stone from the talus slope on the southern aspect of Harbor Mountain will be used to build pitching, a kind of flagstone surface on the trail. The funding for the Gavin Ridge rebuild came from monies dedicated to the restoration of eroded or damaged areas. The trail down the mountain to town is in no better shape. The cabin and trail manager for the Sitka Ranger District, Anne-Marie LaPalme, says the agency is developing an environmental impact statement for a potential realignment of the route.
Part of the plan is to abandon the first part of the Gavin Hill Trail once you get past the accessible portion and move it further away from the USGS property over to the far side of it, and then come out on a different spot on the Cross Trail, and then do some realignment beyond that to try to reduce the grade of the trail, overall grade of the trail, going up to the top of Gavin Hill.
Like last year, work on the Gavin Ridge this summer will overlap with other jobs, most paid for by federal stimulus funding. First off, LaPalme says the district is going to replace the wooden bridge over Sawmill Creek at the Beaver Lake Trailhead with a single-span steel girder bridge, and then reroute the steep, muddy trail to the lake. Hamburg says the slick boardwalk across the muskeg at the top of the trail will be gone, but not forgotten.
Well, we want to eliminate all the boardwalk. That's the first thing. The boardwalk up there is all failed, and plus people are using these trails a lot more in the wintertime for exercise, and so when there's snow on the ground, they tend to step off the boardwalk, and that can be a real hazardous situation. So there's going to be a lot of relocation. Some of it still has to go through the muskeg in spots, but in those places, we're trying some new techniques of using the old boardwalk for corduroy, actually buried under the gravel to make it more stable, so that way we don't have to haul it all out.
Hamburg says the public should be alert to trail closures during construction at both Beaver Lake and the Gavin Ridge this summer. Blasting will occur on both projects. And this is just the trail work on Baranoff Island. LaPalme says the Forest Service plans to work on the Kruzoff Island road system, which has seen some heavy use lately.
That's also a stimulus project, and a lot of the road is in fairly bad shape. It gets a lot of use over there. 3,000 trips in 2008. We have an outfitter guide that puts as many as 2,000 service days in. So we're going to replace a 60-foot bridge with an 80-foot bridge, the last bridge before Iris Meadows, and put some more lifts of rock, native rock, out there that we're going to take out of pits that have already been developed to make that system better maintained, put some drainage structures in it, and rebuild the North Beach Trail so that it can handle the amount of use it gets.
LaPalme says the new bridge at Iris Meadows will be a trail bridge rather than a road bridge like the existing one. The combined budget for Kruzoff and Beaver Lake will total about $1.2 million. A third stimulus project outside of Sitka, rebuilding the Lake Eva Trail, has not yet been awarded. In the Hoonah Ranger District, George Island near Elfin Cove will get stimulus money. Barth Hamburg says this is a remarkable sight.
It's the last remaining intact cannon from World War II, and it faces right out of Cape Spencer, and small cruise ships have been going in there, and the historic trail has gotten eroded, so we're going to fix that up.
Hamburg says work on George Island will come on top of existing plans to repair the Forest Service's historic Green Top Cabin on Outer Yacobi. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.